Mitt Romney can feel the love. Before he can reach the White House, Romney must first pass muster with these voters in New Hampshire. And the voters here like to see their candidates up close and personal.
Hey guys, how are you?
That suits Romney just fine. He cheerfully goes about the task of greeting voters, signing autographs, and posing for pictures, all in a day's campaign work here in New Hampshire. Once every 4 years, normally tranquil New Hampshire and its quaint New England landscape,
welcome to New Hampshire, glad to be here,
is invaded by presidential contenders and an army of news media, like the horde that descended on this event for former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Though chaotic, Santorum's impromptu parking lot appearance did attract undecided voters eager to hear from someone new.
My wife thinks she hasn't told me, but she thinks she's 95% sure. I'm still debating.
Craig Gallant brought his wife and son to the Santorum rally and is well aware that New Hampshire voters get special attention from the candidates.
We always have a wider field to choose from, and we get to meet these people face-to-face, shake their hands, look them in the eye. Sometimes that matters, sometimes it doesn't, but it's always nice to have that option.
Santorum is a Republican, but that did not stop Democrat Mary Claire Heffernan from stopping by to give a listen.
It is unique, and we really take our job seriously. We take pride in the fact that we have this opportunity. And, I mean, people pay attention, people get to know the candidates, and people come out to vote.
Veteran journalist Tom DeFrank has covered U.S. elections since 1968. DeFrank says New Hampshire voters expect the personal touch from their candidates.
The people in New Hampshire and Iowa and places like that expect to be courted, expect to be asked for their vote, expect to see you in dozens and hundreds of places.
Judy and Michael Lopaki came all the way from Pennsylvania to see Romney and democracy in action.
I love being part of this whole thing. It makes you really love being an American and feel good about what's happening.
Her husband, Michael, found the experience overwhelming.
Although some people may look at it as a carnival, which it is to a certain extent, it's very serious business. It's democracy. That's it.
Once the candidates leave and take the reporters with them, New Hampshire will revert to its quiet self, a beckoning landscape of covered bridges, town greens, and stately buildings rich with history that once every 4 years becomes a critical testing ground for those seeking the highest office in the land.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Governor.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Concord, New Hampshire.
We'll do it down there. We'll do it right down there by the door. We're good.